Responsible Survivor. Financial Breakfast, where we equip you with relatable and realistic financial advice.
It's 8:54 on Namibia's Art and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. Financial Breakfast.
Financial Breakfast today. Yes. So we're going to be hearing from our financial expert, that is Juliana Deripi. And she's going to advise us on, you know, just certain things that we need to keep in mind when it comes to our finances. The very things that you've probably been doing, or the very things that you have not been doing, things you've been sleeping on. So let's just hear what she has to share with us today.
Okay, Juliana's. Okay, there we go.
Good morning. And today's topic is going to be about retirement planning, post-retirement and pre-retirement. How much money do you really need to have a well-funded retirement plan? Post-retirement is when you are still planning for your retirement. Pre-retirement is that you are sitting with a lump sum of money and you are retired, and now you are wondering what to do with this money, how to invest it so that your money can last you a long time after retirement. My best advice here is, do not rush your plans, and also find a way to list all of your biggest financial commitments you have now at the age of retirement. If you still have a bond to pay, if you still have a car mortgage to pay, this is the time that you list all of your biggest financial commitments. Find out or reach out to a certified financial advisor who can then help you navigate your finances in such a way that your money can last you for a long time after you have paid all of these big commitments.
Yeah.
All right, pre-retirement. Pre-retirement is the place where you would want to be when planning for your retirement. So the best advice I can give you here is that please plan for your retirement at the earliest age, as it is the cheapest you will find it. Another tip that I can give you is that allow your retirement contributions to increase with inflation, or increase with a bare minimum of 5%. This will do you the world of good, and your money will keep up with inflation as it goes. So this is the best advice I can give you if you are planning for your retirement and you are still in your earliest ages. This is the best advice I can give you. Start early and allow your contributions to increase on a yearly basis. And the last tip for the day is that if you are at this position, please reach out to a certified financial advisor so that they can do an analysis for you, so they can see if you are having a contribution with your employer towards a pension fund, how much this pension fund is, do you have other commitments in terms of annuities with other insurance companies, and how much it is standing at, and also calculate what your current salary is and how much you'd like to earn when once you are retired. So these are the very important things that you need to look at. It's not just about putting money away for your retirement, but it is about proper financial planning.
Absolutely.
Proper retirement planning. And how I like to look at it as well is that out of every 10, if 2 to 3 people can do a proper financial plan, we are busy eradicating black tax. So that's how I'd like to look at it. But if you love today's topic and you'd like us to engage more, please and kindly call me on 0816448286. And that is all from me. Bye.
Thank you so much, Osi Juliana. We appreciate it. If you are just tuning in and you missed what she was saying, listen, we will podcast this. It will be up on our website pretty soon. Stick around on the other side. We have a conversation coming up with a visual artist, for that matter. This is going to be interesting. Stick around.
Financial Breakfast, every Monday at 8:50 a.m. My dream is pure. I see.